ABA Mobile.
You don't say. Good afternoon, Dave. Let me see. If I was to guess, I would say you were just finishing up with tennis.
I finished up about 1:30 or so, and I'm going back and play another match at 6 o'clock.
And when do you report for your counseling?
It's just kind of on an as-needed basis, and I don't really get a whole lot of counseling these days.
I'm up on you because there's no hope. shoot. Well, I just worked a good one. I'm proud of myself. Worked X-Ray Victor 9 Golf in Vietnam. I've always wanted to do that.
Vietnam. I'm not sure if I've worked Vietnam. I may have on FT8. That's probably about it.
Never even heard him when I was up in Kansas. And if I can pick him out here. That's him there. And he's still pretty weak. He's moving his meat or something, but not a lot, Dave. But I worked China many times, but never worked Vietnam. And I was there a few years back, like, I don't know, 58 years ago. I can't figure it in my head. Long time ago. But he's in a different city. And his name is Gran, G-R-A-N. But I don't know, just because I was there one time, I just always wanted to work that. And probably getting more common anymore, but I don't see him on there very much.
So one country, yeah, you don't. I don't see on FT8, and never heard anybody on sideband from Vietnam. But anyway, but that's just me.
You're young at it, too, so I guess. I don't know. Well, no, you're not. You're an old-timer. But at any rate, it's a hard one to get, usually. You just got to grab him when he was there, and usually I don't turn the radio on this time of year. And I was sitting there eating some cranberry bread and some grapes and a cup of coffee and talking to Patrick and Gary, and I thought, well, I'll just look at QRZ there about 20 minutes ago, and boom, there he was, and he'll probably be gone just as fast, you know, one of those.
I've noticed when I'm on FT8, a lot of the Japanese guys they'll make a contact on a frequency, and then they'll change frequencies that they're transmitting on, and it's really weird. It's like they don't stay put. You know, I mean, if I find a clear spot to transmit, and nobody else is there, that's where I'll stay. And unless I just get run off, you know, by some big red blob of RF. So anyway, but they're just all over the place, and it's kind of hard to. I made a good many Japanese contacts on FT4 and FT8, but some of them are kind of hard to get to.
Send your old TR. Yeah, you know, there's one island, and it's not Okusawa. It's another one. And I can't remember off the top of my head. I've got many, many cards from Japan, some of them quite beautiful. Lots of flowers. But on their cards, you know, beautiful shots. But you know, I never did get that one island. I've got Okusawa many times, and the big island of Japan. but I did see one on there yesterday. Oh, I was trying to think where that was at. I got Somalia in my narrow mind. It's not. It's one of the islands where my uncle fought. Down in the South Pacific. He's on there, KH0 something or other. And I've worked him quite a number of times. But he's on a little bitty island, and you see him pretty often over there. But, I like to get the tiny islands and such. But I don't know if they work split, Dave, on FT8, because I don't know anything about it. Like this one guy says, he's talking to Israel here on 80. Well, 80 this time of year in the United States is a no-no. And he's on 3873 talking to a guy in France. But it says minus 12 dB at 2266 hertz. Don't mean anything to me. I guess that's just signal strength. But I don't care to do it. But it, on CW, a lot of times they operate split. If you don't operate split, you get a popular statement like this. I'll see if I can show you here. It's just a free-for-all like sideband is. And if you would say, well, I'm on 14002, up 1 or up 2 or whatever frequency happens to be on, you'll spread out anywhere in between there. Do they do that on FT8?
No, not that I know of. Now, if they do, maybe I'm just not aware of it, but I haven't noticed any split like that. I've read about split on, working split on sideband, making it easier to make contacts and leaving the receive frequency open and using another frequency to transmit on. And but I've never run into that, not even on sideband. I guess it goes on, but I've never run into it. So but anyway, but it sounds interesting because I've read about it in my studies there on the extra class.
Yeah, I wish you'd drop over some evening, and I'll show you. That's the best time. And I can just reach up and hit split on my radio right now, and I'll do it. Split, let me turn this other thing off, and I'll hit 5, and split, 5, turn the data off. Okay, it will automatically be anything between 14.02 and 14.07, and then I take my finger and put on a button, and I can scroll up and down and find out where he actually is. That leaves the receive frequency open when there's, if it's a de-expedition and it's sideband, there'll be thousands of people trying to get him. And if you listen for somebody giving him a signal report back and then transmit at that moment, your chances of getting him are much better if you know where he's at, and you can look at it on your band scope.
I'm looking at the signal on I guess it's called the spectrum scope, and on the 7300, and God, what was I gonna say? Oh, I've used split for you have to use it for 6 meters because it's like 2 meters. You're transmitting on one frequency, you're listening on another, and I just hit the split button and have it. I've already got it set for whatever the split is. I can't remember what it is on 6 meters, but anyway, that's when I use the split button.
When they run a de-expedition, it's just a god-awful mess in there, and they'll run, oh, as many as 20 kcs up in any place in between. But now this guy's entering one person, but when he's running simplex, then he shouldn't be, really. But listen now, when people try to get him, he's giving his call.
And I was just running 100 watts. And so, and that was sideband. And I forget which band I was on now. It was probably either 20 or 40 meters. I'd have to go back and look at the entry to see. But anyway, yeah, it doesn't take a whole lot if conditions are right, that's for sure.
I worked a guy in Russia night before last and one in Ukraine, and I just looked it up here, and this R3PKN, his name was Vlad, of course, most of them are. He was just south of Moscow, and that's 5,350. But I thought maybe it was Shane. He worked one in the Indian Ocean. That's what I like to shoot for, because it's about 10,000 over there. And I figure the Earth's geography still in my head at my age is approximately 25,000 miles around. That's about halfway around the world. Or I worked in that direction, you know. But I have a hard time hearing Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, things like that. And I can't tell you why. I just know it is. But if you got a tower and a beam and a big amp, well, that's definitely an advantage. There's no question about it. But I found that just being on the East Coast is a big advantage. I got, you know, one skip less than I had in Kansas there, and that helps a lot.
AB4CPA. Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, you know, because we're closer than, you know, somebody that's trying from California. And they got a much, much further way to go than we do. But anyway, good Lord, I think everybody's brother's here at the sports club. I'm having to park in Georgia. But anyway, there's a church right next door, and when there's overflow, we park in the church parking lot. You know, they're not using it on a Tuesday night. So that's where I am right now.
We rained all the way down there tonight. Conditions, when the wind's blowing a lot, I notice the reception is a lot worse than it is any other time. And I think that's a lot of it, because it's really been whipping here. So think what it is up there on the repeater. I haven't had any great deal of a problem with it, but you know yourself, over there by Pleasantburg Drive and that, you're going to cut out for about a mile down through there.
Anyone around Bob Jones gets real pretty scratchy, and then I turn on to Wade Hampton, and that section there from Wade Hampton High School, you know, for about 2 miles or so is pretty scratchy. Let's see if I'm, yeah. And in fact, I talked to one guy. We switched up to 147.285, and that repeater's in Tryon, I believe the guy told me. But that's a good repeater, I tell you. I can hit it full quieting, and I talked to somebody today on it, coming here to the sports club at noon, and right before noon, and didn't have a bit of problem, you know, with the reception or hearing them. It was really unreal.
Yeah, that place on Wade Hampton you're talking about's exactly right, you know, when you from Legals on back this way a little ways, but I can live with it. It's not that bad. But yeah, I don't know, yeah, without looking it up, where that 285 is at, but it does come in good. I've listened to it before, and I heard you guys switch over. I was getting ready to go into Aldi's, But I thought it was an Anderson repeater, but you look it up and find out and let me know. We could always switch over there if necessary, but I don't know. I like this repeater. If I gotta wait for a couple of miles while you go through a bad area, I don't mind. But I've always had real good luck with it other than that. And guys, I talk to Shane clear down into Georgia at night a lot of times. I'll let you go, Dave. You have a wonderful game. Great to hear you. And 73, KV4CBA, and 0TR. See you later.
All right, Tom. You have a good evening. And it's pretty nice out here, so I hope I can hit the ball. I did okay this morning, so we'll see. But anyway, I'm out for the exercise and the fun more than anything else. Have a good evening, and we'll talk to you later. 73's N0TR, KB4CBA.
It's 58 degrees, and the winds are just almost altogether calm, Dave, so it ought to be a good one. N0TR, clear.